and quiet and open air wait for us somewhere.
I think that's the best song from West Side Story. I really do. Jim Bryant and Marnie Nixon and Somewhere. And good morning to you. Welcome to Angel Radio and welcome to Bigly at Night.
I hear the sound of music, your favorite kind of music. And that reminds me, dear, of you. I see the summer roses, your favorite shade of roses. And that reminds me, too, of you, dear. If I could hear no music, if there could be no roses, no summer night to make me dream as I do, perhaps I might forget you, but in my heart I know that I need no reminder to miss you so. I hear the sound of music, your favorite kind of music, and that reminds me, dear, of you. I see the summer roses, your favorite shade of roses, and that reminds me, too, of you. I could hear no music, if there could be no roses, no summer night to make me dream as I do. Perhaps I might forget you, but in my heart I know that I need no reminder to miss you so.
Lovely stuff. That was Della Reese with the Honey Dreamers. Billy Rock was conducting the orchestra. And that reminds me, also known as My Heart Reminds Me, just in case you were wondering. So welcome to the program with me, RB. Hope you're well. Sorry about the introduction to the program there. I must confess, I just put rather a large bit of chocolate into my mouth about 10 seconds before the record ended. And I didn't realize, which just makes me really stupid, right? Anyway, welcome to the program. All the usual things in all the usual places. And if you know what those are, then you can settle back and relax and enjoy. And if you don't know what they are, well, it'll be fun finding out. Day and age, and it certainly wasn't easier in 1964 to write words written on water. That was the Baker Twins. Very nice too. I think there's a new load of Baker Twins now, and there's what they call YouTube stars, or whatever those people are called, you know, the people that aren't stars but like to think they are, because they have 250,000 people following them. I never quite understood that. But it's not those Baker Twins, it's the original Baker Twins. I just wanted to make that clear. Not quite ready for Bing. We will be after this, though. Here's Glenn Miller.
Mine will ever hold you. our troubles will be ended when two broken hearts are mended on the day we meet again.
Orchestra, of course, singing there with Ray Eberly, who sang with Glenn Miller for years. And Ray had a brother, you may well remember, who was called Bob. And Bob used to sing with the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra. And I think once upon a time, Ray Eberly also sang with Tex Beneke. And he had a relationship as well with Marion Hutton, who I think was the sister of Betty Hutton. Not totally sure on that, but I think she was. Anyway, there's a little bit about Ray Eberly that you may not have known that now you do. All right, it's time that time of the program when we have some songs from Mr. Crosby. We've got three lined up for you this week. Last week, we had three fairly modern songs from Bing Crosby. They were from 1968, I think, all three of them, if memory recalls. This week, we're going in completely the opposite direction. We're going to go back to, I think, 1926, 1929, certainly that era for these songs. First one that he actually ever really recorded. To start it off, all I have to do is to say the magic words. No, it's not abracadabra, it's Bing, sing.
Controlled by destiny, a victim of love. When my heart commands, I must obey. 100 million lovers love to be loved, each in a special way. I hear them rave about the stars and the moon. They're so useless when it starts to rain. I'm satisfied to love from June until June. Surely that will explain my kind of love, your kind of love. Keeps me believing, although you're deceiving. My kind of love, oh, that's one way to paradise. And my kind of lips, your kind of lips, when love comes stealing, encourage that feeling. My kind of love is one way to paradise. Although you're happy today, you may be gone tomorrow. Love comes but once, don't you be a dunce. When you meet it, steal it, beg or borrow. I'm fond of you, and you're fond of me. So tell me you love me, and hug me and squeeze me. My kind of love is one way to paradise. Oh, my kind of love, your kind of love, keeps me believing, although you're deceiving. My kind of love, one way to paradise. Although you're happy today, you may be gone tomorrow. Why love comes but once, now don't you be a dunce. When you meet it, steal it, beg or borrow. Sigh when I sigh, oh please make me respond. You've got attraction, What I need is action now, my kind of love. One way to paradise, I mean that's no excursion. If I had a talking picture of you, I would run it every time I felt blue. I would sit there in the gloom of my lonely little room and applaud each time you whispered, I love you, on the screen the moment you came in view. We would talk the whole thing over, we two. I would give 10 shows a day and a midnight matinee if I had a talking picture of you.
What are you fellas moaning about?
That Mississippi mud. When the sun goes down, the tide goes out, the darkies gather round and they all begin to shout. Hey, hey, Uncle Dundee, it's a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi mud. It's a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi mud. Oh, what a dance do they do. Lordy, how I'm telling you. They don't need no bank. They can time by clapping their hands. Just as happy as a cow chewing on a cud when the darkies beat the feet on the Mississippi mud.
Lordy, how they playin'. Boy, they really swayin'. Da 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 da. Say, that music thrills me. Boy, it nearly kills me.
When the sun goes down, the tide goes out, the darkies gather round and they all begin to shout. Hey, hey, Uncle Dudley, it's a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi mud. It's a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi mud. Oh, what a dance do they do. Lordy, how I'm telling you. They don't need no band. They can time by clapping their hands. Just as happy as a cow chewing on a cud when the darkies beat the feet on the Mississippi mud.
Did you say mud there, boy?
I said mud, son.
What are you getting at, lad?
I said really black mud.
Well, speaking of mud and rain always reminds me.
Reminds you of what?
That I left my sugar
standing in the rain, and my sugar melted away.
His sugar melted away, I said, his sugar melted away.
Sweeter than the sugar from the sugar cane. Why, I didn't mean to treat her that way.
He didn't mean to treat her that way. Why did you treat that girl that way?
Well, I don't know.
I'll bet your sweetie thought that you were the lowest kind of a kind.
Maybe.
You never realized she was so refined, now, did you?
Irregardless and respected.
I just left my sugar standing in the rain.
And my sugar melted away. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Hey, hey, Uncle Dudley, da beep butter. What a dance do they do? Lordy, how I'm telling you. They don't need no band. They keep time by clapping their hands. Just as happy as a cow, chewing on a cud. When the darkest beat the beat, saying the darkest beat the beat, saying the darkest beat the beat on the Mississippi mud.
But I left my sugar.
Where'd you leave your sugar?
Standing in the mud.
In the mud.
I'll bet she's plenty muddy now.
I bet she probably is. Three songs from Bing Crosby, very early on songs, from 1926-1929. That was Mississippi Mud that we heard there. Started off with My Kind of Lovin' in the middle, If I Had a Talking Picture of You. And we'll have some more songs from Bing Crosby around about the same time next week.
Part of the family, Angel Radio.
Time now to go over to Germany and say good morning to Holger and to Christine as well. And each week we get a song from Holger's house, and it's always pretty good. This week I know it's going to be good before I've even played it, because it's from one of my favorite singers. She spoke six languages and sang in, I think, 13 or 16 languages, Katharina Valenti. And let's see what Holger has to say this week. He says, hello, Roy, today. Oha Aho from Katharina Valenti. I'm in 1955. Holger says, I guess the meaning is the same in English. She passed away a couple of weeks ago at the ripe old age of 93. She died on the 9th of September. Left so much behind that we can wallow in the songs that are Katharina Valenti for years. So enjoy this. Sit back and relax. It is called Oho. It's the song from Holger.
Oh ho, aha. Mir ist heut so lala. Mir ist heut so, ich weiß nicht wie. Ja, so war mir noch nie. Oh ho, aha. Mir ist heut so na na. Mir ist heut so nach irgendwas, das ich am besten lass. Du weißt genau, wie das ist, wenn eine Frau dich erst küsst und sagst mir schlau, wie du bist, dass sowas ungefährlich ist. Oho, aha, ist mir auch so lala. Ich spür, was daraus werden kann und fang erst gar nicht an. Thank you. küsst und sagst mir schlau, wie du bist, dass sowas ungefährlich ist. Oho, aha, ist mir auch so lala. Ich spür, was daraus werden kann und fang erst gar nicht an. Du, 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 du.
Sing songs like that, you see. Great song, Caterina Valenti and Oho Aha. And my thanks to Holger for sending that song over for us this week. Great song, Holger. Thank you so much. And time for you now to go up the stairs to Bedfordshire, and we'll have another song from you round about the same time next week. I'm trying to remember who it was that Caterina Valenti was married to. And I seem to remember it was a pianist, but I can't for the life of me remember his name. It will come to me of that, I'm sure. What should we do now? How about some music from Honor Blackman?
Remind me not to find you so attractive. Remind me that the world is full of men. When I start to miss you, touch your hand to kiss you. Remind me to count to ten. Feeling when I met you, you'd drive me crazy if I'd let you. But all my efforts to forget you remind me I'm in love again. I get my heart well in hand, and I'm certain that I can take you or leave you alone. Then you begin that begin again, and boom, I give in again. I have a will made of steel, my friend, but when it seems about to bend, remind me not to mention that I love you. Remind me to be sorry that we met. Although I adore you, remind me to ignore you. You are the one thing I will regret. So when your charm begins to blind me, simply tie my hands behind me. Don't let me kiss you, please remind me. Unless, my darling, you forget. Please forget. Forget.
Well, she was the original Diana Rigg, if you remember. Correctly. She was the first of Steed's ladies, Honor Blackman. I can't remember the name of the character. I'm having one of those mornings this morning where I can't remember anything. But she was there, definitely Honor Blackman, and then followed by Diana Rigg. And that was from 1964, and that was a song called Remind Me. I want to say a very good morning to Jimmy, who lives in, let me just check here, Prinstead, which is near Emsworth, which is near Haven, which is near Portsmouth. So local lad. Now, very good morning to you, Jimmy. And says he loves Angel Radio. Thank you so much for that. And I have to say, I did actually email Jimmy and ask him if I could say what I'm about to say, because it made me laugh so much. But Jimmy sent in a very nice email requesting three songs from today's singer, who is is Mel Torme. Mel was actually known as the Velvet Fog, but in Jimmy's email, the spell check had converted fog to frog, so he came out as the Velvet Frog, which just made me fall about. Jimmy, yeah, he's great, isn't he? Melvin Howard Torme, he was born 1925, died about 25 years ago now in Los Angeles, and he's got a lot of great songs, and Jimmy has picked out three for us. And the first one, well, yeah, it's just total Mel Torme.
Many men with lofty aims strive for lofty goals. Others play at smaller games, being simpler souls. I am of the latter brand. All I want to do is to find a spot of land and live there. Someday we'll build a home on a hilltop high. You and I, shiny and new, a cottage that two can fill. And we'll be pleased to be called folks who live on the hill. Someday we may be adding a thing or two, a wing or two. We will make changes as any family. We will always be called the folks who live on the hill. Our veranda will command a view of meadows green, the sort of view that seems to want to be seen. And when the kids grow up and believe us, we'll sit there watching the same old view, just we two, Darby and Joan, who used to be Jack and Jill, the folks who like being called what they have always been called, the folks who live on the under my skin. I've tried so not to give in. I've said to myself this affair never will go so well. But why do I try to resist when, baby, I know so well I got you under my skin? I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of the warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. Cause I've got you. Da 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 da. Baby, I've got you under my skin. Yeah, I got you under my skin. Baby, I've got you under my skin. Under my skin. Under my skin. Under my skin. I look at you and suddenly something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the sky. It's that old devil moon in your eye. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night, blazing their light, can't hold a candle to your razzle-dazzle. You've got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride, full of butterflies inside. I don't wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eye. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon. Devil moon that you stole from the skies. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night, blazing their light, can't hold a candle to your razzle dazzle. You've got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride, full of butterflies inside. I wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love. Old devil moon, old devil moon.
Beautiful Wonderful stuff. That was Mel Torme, three songs, twins, courtesy of Jimmy, who lives in near Portsmouth. I've lost the email. Is it that obvious? And we had Mel Torme singing Old Devil Moon, featuring the Marty Page Orchestra, Got You Under My Skin, and the folks who live on the hill. Jimmy, thank you so much. Really did enjoy all of those songs. It's interesting, Mel Torme covered about 600 songs during the course of his life, but he also wrote one song which was released on June the 14th, 1946, that has been covered so far by nearly 2,000 people, and that was, of course, the Christmas song. Yeah, he wrote that with Robert Wells. So, Jimmy, thank you so much for that. Really did enjoy that Mel Torme a lot, and my thanks to you for suggesting him. And if you would like to be the purveyor of next week's Big Three, then do just please drop me an email, roy@angelradio.uk. Jimmy from Princeton, thank you very much. Indeed.
Hi, my name is Thomas, and you're listening to my uncle on Angel Radio.
Angel Radio, old-fashioned quality, your constant companion.
And this week back then in 1980, Iraq invaded Iran, sparking the nearly 8-year Iran-Iraqi war. And on September the 22nd, 1896, Queen Victoria surpassed her grandfather, King George III, as the longest reigning monarch in British history. And we can sing happy birthday, well, sort of, to Toronto, because in 1867, this week back then, it became the capital of Ontario. And on September the 25th, at 12:37, England and Scotland signed the Treaty of York, and that established the location of their common border. And on September the 23rd, 1918, in World War I, the Battle of Haifa took place in present-day Israel, part of the Ottoman Empire at that time. And on September the 24th, 1929, Jimmy Doolittle performed the first flight without a window, proving that full instrument flying from takeoff to landing was possible. And talking of aircraft and airliners, happy birthday Cathay Pacific, formed this week back then in 1946. And in 1580, it was a memorable date for Francis Drake as he finished his circumnavigation of the Earth, arriving back in Plymouth in England. And the United Kingdom rejoiced on this day back then in 1953, when the rationing of sugar in the United Kingdom ended.
Sugar in the morning, sugar in the evening, sugar at supper time.
Now, if you happen to be watching BBC One on September the 25th, 1999, which was a Saturday, well, at 6:15, you could watch the Hiram Cameron Show with Ainsley Harriet. At 6:15, Jim Davidson's Generation Game, and at 7:15, Lily Savage's Blankety Blank. At 7:45, it was National Lottery Stars, and at 8:05, Casualty, Truth or Dare. Airport at 8:55, and at 9:25, Roger Roger, John Sullivan's comedy. There was the news and sport at 10:15, match of the day at 10:30, golf at 10:45, question of sport at 12:45, and then Top of the Pops UK Tour 1999 at 1:15, and then BBC One switched over to BBC News 24 at 2:15. Now, if you happen to be listening to BBC Radio 3 on Saturday the 26th of September 1970, well, at 4:15 in the afternoon, there was Jazz Record Requests introduced by Steve Race. And then at 5:05, well, it was basically Götterdämmerung for the rest of the day. The orchestra was conducted by George Shorty. There was a break at 7 o'clock until 7:30 with Michel Jourdain and Jean Obs, and another break at 8:35, personal anthology, J.F. Waterhouse poems chosen and introduced by him and read by David Brearley, Anthony Jacobs, Chris Sort. And an Italian violin music followed the end of Götterdämmerung at about 10:40. News summary at 11:30, and Radio 3 closed down at 11:25. And if you walked into your local record shop and went to buy the number one record of the week, it would have been this from Paul Anka.
Smile. say, 'cause forever I will pray, you and I will be as free as the birds up in the trees. Oh, please stay by me, Diana. Thrills I get when you hold me close. Oh, my darling, you're the most. I love you, but do you love me? Oh, Diana, can't you see? I love you with all my heart, and I hope we will never part. Oh, please stay with me, Diana.
This week back in 1957, and if my friend David Whitehead is listening in Portugal, a very happy birthday to you, David, for the 27th. It was lovely seeing you after all of these years last year, and hopefully get to see you, if not this year, maybe next year, you never know. Sorry that the this week back then was slightly shorter than usual. Unfortunately, the website that I get to convert all of my clips wasn't working, so I couldn't really download any clips to sort of fill it out and make it a little bit more interesting. So I do apologize about that, but hope that's not going to be the case next week, because next week there is a lot going on in history that deserves to be heard. We'll see what happens. Coming up at the top of the hour will be some classical music in a bit of posh, something rather nice this week from Die Zauberflöte. But first, how about Shirley Bassey along with Jeff Love and his orchestra from 1963? It's magic. Sure is.
You sigh, the song begins, you speak, and I hear violins. It's magic. The stars desert the skies and rush to nestle in your eyes. It's magic. Without a golden wand, our mystic charms, fantastic things begin when I am in your arms. When we walk hand in hand, the world becomes a wonderland. How else can I explain those rainbows when there is no rain? It's magic. Why do I tell myself these things that happen are all really true? When in my heart I know magic. Why do I tell myself these things that happen are all really true? When in my heart I know the magic is my love for you.
Of the great Shirley Bassey there with equally Jeff Love and his orchestra. Jeff Love was so much fun and had a great orchestra. Not only was he Jeff Love, he was also Manuel Musical of the Mountains at once upon a time as well. That was a great entertainer. And Shirley Bassey, still very much so, although retired now, but I think she pops out the odd song in front of an audience every now and then. Where should we go now? Let's go back to 1944. Vocals are coming from Bob Allen. Tommy Dorsey is the person waving the stick at the orchestra, and the song is called Sweet and Lovely, and it is.
Sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in May. Sweet and lovely, heaven must have sent her my way. Skies above me never were as blue as her eyes, and she loved me. But what a sweeter surprise when she nestles in my arms so tenderly. There's a thrill that words cannot express. In my heart a song of love is taunting me. Melody haunting me. Sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in May. And she loves me. There is nothing more I can say. In my arms so tenderly, there's a thrill that words cannot express. In my heart a song of love is taunting me. Melody haunting me. Sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in May. And she loves me. There is nothing more I can say.
It was sweet and lovely as well, wasn't it? Bob Allen with Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra from 1944. You're listening to Beagle at Night. I don't think I've even asked you how you are this week yet. It's been such a busy program. So how you been? My week has been, well, reasonably quiet, but regular listeners will know that my sister-in-law, who also lives next door, managed to break her ankle about 2 weeks ago. So I've been ferrying food and alcohol and goodness knows what else, twixt our house and hers, And now she's doing the physical therapy and everything else. It's sort of like running her around as well. I keep telling her she should walk. That's the best exercise. But apparently I am. My ideas, they just keep falling on deaf ears the whole time. What can I say? But apart from that, quiet week, really, which is good. I think we have all of the new television programs starting up over the next couple of weeks. I'm very pleased to see that PBS have got the new Vandervalk season started. Actually, it started last week, and tape them both and then watch them at the same time. Well, one after another, you know what I mean. But I quite like that series, and I've always liked the guy that stars in it, Mark, what's his name? Always very, very good. Let's see, where are we? 4 minutes to bit of posh to take us there, I think. How about Turner Layton and Clarence Johnston?
We must say of thee the same, of thee the same, my dear. Here in your arms I can't remain, so let me kiss you once again. Soon we must say of thee the same, of thee the same, my dear. Your love will cling to me through the lonely daytime. Each night will cling to me, the magic memory of Maytime. I know my heart won't beat again until the day we meet again. Sweetheart, goodbye, of thee the same, of thee the same, my dear.
It happened in Vienna. If you were there, you'd see two lovers in the moonlight beneath a linden tree. Sweet violins were playing, and to his love the lad was swaying.
Formed in 1922 in New York, actually, Turner Layton and Clarence Johnston, known as Tandy, and they moved to England 2 years later in 1924, and between 24 and 35, believe it or not, they sold over 10 million records, which is not bad going. They appeared at all the best venues in London and Paris, and indeed across Europe. They also appeared in front of royalty, as well as singing at the Beeb Beeb Sieb. Very popular back in the day. That was Auf Wiedersehen, my dear, from 1932. You're listening to Angel Radio in 2024 with me, Roy Beagley, coming to you from Danbury in Connecticut in the United States of America. Sort of done a reverse of Leighton and Johnston. You can get us on FM in various parts of Hampshire, and you can also find us on multiplexes throughout the United Kingdom, and of course broadcasts throughout the world on the internet, and you can get details of all of those frequencies and multiplexes and how to listen at angelradio.co.uk. Time now for a little bit of posh, and this week we're turning to one of my favourite operas, although strictly speaking it is a singspiel, but when you got Herbert von Karajan conducting the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, which is pretty dandy at the best of times, and you've also got singing in pole position, as it were, the great José Van Dam. Settle back, relax, and enjoy In Diesen Heiligen Hagen.
Verdienet nicht ein Mensch.
Beautiful from the Magic Flute. That was the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra with Herbert von Karajan doing the waving of the stick at the orchestra, and Jose Van Damme was the singer, and beautiful it was as well. And we'll have another bit of posh next week. It may be music, it may be theatre, it could be anything really, poetry. We usually define it as something that doesn't really fit in anywhere else. It seems to work, what can I say? All right, now we have the Guinness Choir up, coming up, and I know I could be very cheesy and say, you know, Guinness and you know what Guinness is, but I'm not going to say anything. There's no stout about it. Doubt.
I know where I'm going.
Too, weren't they? The Guinness Choir, I know where I'm going. They were formed back in 1951, the Guinness Choir, and it is all part of the Guinness Brewery over there in Dublin, and I believe they're still going today. But that was really rather beautiful, wasn't it? Guinness Choir, and I know where I'm going, and I didn't make a stout joke once. Let's see, where are we off to next? I know, let's ring up the speaking clock and see what time it is. Give that a go. Hold on a minute. No, done. Okay.
At the third stroke, the time on Angel Radio will be about 1959.
One.
Thank you.
from 1959, the great Burt Camford and Wonderland by Night. I was really listening to the orchestration there. I loved that organ piece in the middle there. Really went rather nicely, didn't it? Where are we now? Oh, it's time for Day at Night. Now, this was a section that was invented by Brad Klemper, who lives over on my neck of the woods, well, relatively speaking, here in the United States, in Chicago, and he invented it a long time ago, and we still have it because it is just so good to hear three songs from Doris Day back to back to back without me or anybody. We start off with This Can't Be Love.
This can't be love because I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love, I get no dizzy spell. My head is not in the skies. My heart does not stand still. Hear it beat, this is too sweet to be love. This can't be love because I feel so well. But still I love to look in your eyes.
Something nice about me, baby. When you go out with someone new, just because our romance ends doesn't mean we can't be friends. As far as I'm concerned, there's only you. Can even tell her how much I loved you, baby. Tell her how much we've both been through. So say something nice about me, baby, and I'll say the same about you. something nice about me, baby. When you go out with someone new, just because our romance ends doesn't mean we can't be friends. As far as I'm concerned, there's only you. And you can even tell her how much I loved you, baby. Tell her how much we've both been through. So say something nice about me. Don't tell any lies. And I'll say the same about you. Just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling. I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the storm clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain. I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain. And I'm singing, just singing in. Stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with that rain. I've a smile on my face. I walk down the lane with a happy refrain. And I'm singing, just singing in.
Well done to you, singing in the rain. And before that, we had Say Something Nice About Me, Baby, version one, take two. I'd like to hear what take one was like. And we started off with This Can't Be Love, which unfortunately only had about 40 seconds of Doris actually singing. But it was nice anyway, wasn't it? We'll have some more Doris Day at night around about the same time next week. Still to come in about 8 minutes' time, we've got some comedy. And this week it's going to come from Max Miller, Jack Warner, Oliver Wakefield, and Julian and Sandy. And of course, between now and the end of the program, outside of the comedy, we've got some good music as well. What are we going to do now? I'm not sure whether to just play this or ring up the old clock. No, you know what? I'm just going to play it.
Thank you. to be with you. As the years come and go, only forever, if you care to know, would I grant all your wishes and be proud of the times, only forever, if someone should ask, how long would it take me to be near if you beckoned? Offhand, I would figure less than a second. Do you think I'll remember how you look when you smile? Only forever, that's putting it mild.
Too. Ann Charlton was singing there along with Ambrose and his orchestra, and Only Forever, and that goes back to 1941. You're listening to Angel Radio with me, RB, and right now Blue Baron and his orchestra with Chibaba Chibaba.
Many years ago in old Sorrento, a certain ditty was quite the thing. Whenever a mother rocked her baby in Sorrento, this little ditty she used to sing.
Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, and chalawa, cook-a-la-gumba. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, my bambino go to sleep. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, and chalawa, cook-a-la-gumba. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, my bambino go to sleep.
All the stars are in the sky, ready to say goodnight. Can't you see your doll sleepy too? Close your drowsy little eyes, Mama will hold you tight while she sings a lullaby to you.
Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, and chihuahua, cook-a-la-gumba. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, my bambino go to sleep.
Chibaba, Yeah, very nice to Chibaba, Chibaba, my bambino goes to sleep. And that was Blue Baron and his orchestra with the ensemble doing all the vocalization. Bless their little cotton socks. Very nice too. If you have access to the internet, not now, right? Not right now, you understand, but you know, during the day when the sun's up and stuff, and you have access to Facebook, go to facebook.com, and then when you get there, search on Facebook for Friends Who Like Angel Radio. And if you do that, you will find over 900 like-minded people like you who love Angel Radio, and we have chats and share news and bits of information and reminisce and everything, and it's all free, and you just need to join, and you will be automatically joined. You don't even have to wait. It's as nice as that. We will have, well, let's see, well, you know what, it's 28 seconds before the comedy, so I could just keep on talking and stuff, or I could play Count Basie and his jazz band, or actually, not his jazz band, his orchestra. Now, of course, there's 15 seconds, so I could just start. If I was to tell you that comedy this week comes from Julian and Sandy and Oliver Wakefield and Jack Warner, and we're going to start with Max Miller, then I could pretty much start it right on time.
Listen, I was in Spain 4 years ago, and in Spain, all the girls, they wear little knives on the top of their stocking. I found that out. And... So I said to myself, I'll find exactly what the idea is. So I said, what's the idea of wearing the knife at the top of the stocking? She said, that's to defend my honour. I said, what, a little tiny knife like that? I said, if you were in Brighton, you'd want a set of carvers. Mary had a little bear, to which she was so kind, I'd often seen her bear in front. I'll get on with the next book here. Jack and Jill went up the hill just like two cock linnets. Jill came down with half a crown. She wasn't up there too. Yeah, I've got her. Better stay on the blue book, eh? I think so, yeah. All right. Adam and Eve in the garden dwelt. They were so happy and jolly. I wonder how they would have felt if all the leaves had been holly. And that reminds me, Eve was a wonderful woman. All she wore was a fig leaf. Can you imagine a woman walking down the main street with just a fig leaf on? This afternoon, this place would be empty. I'd miss my turn, I wouldn't stay here. I haven't seen a fig leaf for years.
I'm going to give you an impression of a Cockney aquarium keeper giving a lecture on eels. I'll say that again, eels. Good evening, one and all, young and old. I've been asked by my customers or visit halls to the zoo to give you a talk short, a short talk on my favourite charges, which are, and happen to be, elves. I will repeat that. Elves. When I say I will speak of elves, I mean to say that I will speak of real ills, as I will reveal in the course of my preamble. Now, I would like you to bear in mind one thing, and that is this. They're very funny fishes, ills. Very funny. Now, there's all kinds of ills. Freshwater ills, saltwater ills, and conger eels, these latter being art size and what is commonly known as whoppers. Yes, they're very funny fishes, elves. Now, have you ever tried to catch a real slippery eel? If you have a mind so to do, practice in your washhand basin with a piece of real slippery soap, and you will find that the piece of real slippery soap has the same real slippery feel as a real slippery eel and feels very real. Now, yes, they're very funny fishes, elves. Now, sometimes to escape your notice, eels hide. They hide under pieces of rock, stone, or hard woods. In your search for them, do not despair, because all you have got to do is to raise up the piece of rock, stone, or hard woods, and there, to your amazed gaze, the little eel stands revealed. And in conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, young and old, and one and all, I would like you to bear in mind one thing, and that is this area. They're very funny fishes, elves. Very funny. Thank you.
Ladies and men, women and those of you who let conscience be your must realize that while you go about your everyday absolutely carefree without a thought in for the future, that the past will creep up on you and without a word of knock the chip off your... Because whenever I look back at the future, it makes me wonder what the past will be like in the... And if you wouldn't mind frightfully, I should like to transport you, to take you back to dear old, to show you the glamour of your hysterical past, because whenever I look back on those days, it helps me to keep a stiff upper lip. And I think you should all keep a stiff upper lip, because I think a stiff upper played a splendid part in the making of this great... Because look at the great men who at one time or another have been down on their stiff upper, because... You know, I get on frightfully well with self-made men. In America, all the men are self-made, and all the women are on the make, sort of tit-for-tat and vice-a. And I want you to cast what little minds you have back to the first period, where everything was in a state of... And people were grasping there, because Cromwell and his band of iron head around backs from the Wars of the Roses he came, laying the country waste, tooting, looting and pillaging as he went from the village to village, collecting arms, legs, and anything he could lay his hands on. And as you can imagine, things had come to a pretty pass. And, of course, the prettier the thing, the bigger the... And what patriots they were in those days. They laid down their lives before their friends and thought nothing of it. You know, those undoubtedly were the days. The glorious days of the old Regency were when pomp depended on your circumstances, and Nell Gwyn was the pride of old Drury. And now let us pass lightly over the next 300 or 400 and try, if you can, to picture yourself a knight with King Arthur on a round table. Of course, I once spent a night on a billiard, not quite the same thing, perhaps, but probably equally as and of course, I don't want to let my personal discomforts influence you, and this Arthur business is probably all on the up, and I mean, after all, he's buttered his billiard table, he's got to lie in it, you know, and I can't help recalling at this time the words of Nelson at Victoria, chairing Waterloo, when he said, "Up, guards, and don't shoot till you see the whites of there," and do you know that the thing that confuses me most in English history is whether Henry the Seventh had 8 wives, or whether Henry VIII had 7, or whether Henry Hall was responsible for the whole business. And as this is something I'll probably never find out, I think I'll rest on my laurels and leave all the Henrys to rest on theirs.
Trends in the home. Domestic help is becoming increasingly hard to find. When my au pair went back to Mongolia, frankly, I was at a loss. And so I got on to Rent-A-Chap. Now, that's a firm that specializes in hiring out male domestics. You know the sort of thing, out-of-work actors filling in between engagements. Anyhow, I rang them up, and the next morning...
Hello, we're from Rent-A-Chap. I'm Julian, this is my friend Sandy.
Yeah. That's right, we've come to do for you.
Yeah, that's never Kenneth Orne.
It is.
Oh, he now look old, doesn't he? I wonder if they're his own teeth.
Ask him.
Oh, I don't like
Oh, go on.
No.
Look, I heard what you said.
Oh, he was earwigging.
Have you just popped round to make comments on my personal appearance, or are you going to do the housework?
Well, we're 7 or 6 an hour, you know.
Yeah, not cheap.
Did Miss Brahms at the agency warn you?
Yes, we agreed terms. Now, quick, come in before the neighbours see you. Now, are you experienced in this sort of work?
Well, not exactly. See, we're filling in between engagements. We do commercials, mostly. Mm-hmm. May have seen us on the telly. You know that ad where she's got it, only no one will tell her, only somebody does, then she has a bath?
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, well, then she gets me dressed as a rugby fullback.
Mm. Yes, he took his part lovely. And I'm in the one where I'm alone in the room with this beautiful girl and we put out the lights and test chocolates. No, yes. Yes, to find out what are the hard and soft centres.
Well, I'm not at all surprised either. Now, let me show you what I want doing. Through here's the kitchen.
No, I'm afraid not.
No.
Kitchen sink isn't us. No, we're more of your drawing room comedy.
Well, do the best you can. Here's the dishcloth.
We can't wash up in here. All the dishes are dirty.
Speak for yourself.
Well, I'm sorry, I'd have washed up if I'd known.
Well, it's the grease, you see. It turns his stomach over.
Well, I wouldn't want to upset him at all. Perhaps you'd better start on the living room.
Oh, yes, that's much more. Oh, look, Sandy, a parquet floor.
Oh,
boner. Mm. Oh, I wish I'd known. Oh, if I'd known, I'd have brought me tap shoes.
Well, if it's all the same to you, I don't want you to dance on it. I want you to polish it.
I'm not going down on my hands and knees. Bag me Levi's.
Well, dust something then. There, the piano.
Oh, a piano.
Ain't she sweet? See her walking down the street. And I ask her very confidentially, ain't she sweet?
Stop it, stop it.
Ain't she nice? Look at her once or twice. Now I ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet?
Really? It's a nice way to treat an artiste, I must say. Bring us here under false pretenses, treat us like judges.
Don't, Julian, don't get yourself worked up.
Well.
No. Come on. If you frown, you'll get crow's feet.
I don't care. It's too much. It's all too much. We haven't been put on this earth to wash these dirty dishes, to scrape each porridge saucepans. I'm not staying in this house another minute. Come on, Sandy. Good day, Mr. Hall. Mm. Good day.
Oh, it's you again. What is it?
Yes, we just wanted to know. What time do you want us tomorrow?
I will twine with my mingles of raven black hair, with the roses so red and the lilies so fair. The meadow so bright with its emerald hue, and the pale wildwood flower is waiting for you. I will dance, I will sing, and my life shall begin. I will charm every heart in this crown I will swear. Of loving had all flown away. taught me to love him and promised to love and cherish me over all others above. Blooming to cheer him through life's weary hour. How I long to see him and regret the dark hour. He's gone and neglected his frail wildwood flower.
Gorgeous Nana Muscuri and Wildwood Flower, and before that, Loads O' Comedy. We started off with Max Miller and the Cheeky Chappy Goes on Picking 'em. We then had Eels from Jack Warner, Oliver Wakefield, who I do find very amusing, with Keeping a Stiff Upper, and then we had Rent-A-Chap from Julian and Sandy, who were, of course, Kenneth Williams and Hugh Paddock. That's brought you brand bang up to date. We've still got about 15 minutes here on the program, and at least three of those can be taken up with Dinah Shore.
And when I hear you call so softly to me, I don't hear a call at all. I hear a rhapsody, and when your sparkling eyes are smiling at me, then soft through the starlit skies, I hear a rhapsody. My days are so blue when you're away. My heart longs for you, so won't you stay? My darling, hold me tight and whisper to me, then soft through the starry night, I'll hear a rhapsody. Longs for you, so won't you stay, my darling, hold me tight and whisper to me, then soft through a starry night, I'll hear a rhapsody.
So captivating about her voice, Dinah Shore, along with the orchestra, and I hear a rhapsody from 1941. I hear a song in French from Jean Sablon from 1936. Thank you.
jour où vous m'avez laissé, vous avez cru tout effacer dans votre geste. Mais il me reste mille témoins des jours passés. Un peu de vous partout qui traîne m'apporte les joies et les peines. Ce vieux billet, chéri, qui me rappelle les nuits à bord du Normandie si belle. La lampe qui repose, ces petites choses me parlent de vous. Ce doux refrain d'amour que Crosby chante, bon, 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 bon. Le vent du soir là-bas qui se lamente, et votre porte close, ces petites choses me parlent de vous. Chérie, pourquoi m'avoir quitté? Pourquoi m'avoir quitté après ce que nous avons été? Ce toi et moi écrit à notre image, ouvert ce soir à la dernière page. Partout où mes yeux se posent, des petites choses me parlent de vous. Au soir, lorsque la cloche sonne, ce vieux boudoir où ne vient plus personne, partout où mes yeux se posent, des petites choses me parlent de
Ces petites choses font Jean Sablon. Vous écoutez Angel Radio. C'est un peu que vous en French for ages. You're listening to Angel Radio. John Sablon, that was, from 1936. This is the Mill Brothers. Now going to add 11 years to that. 1947. And oh, my aching heart.
I walk alone, singing a song, pretending that we're not apart. Nobody would know it, I know I don't show it, but oh, my aching heart. Nightly I'm found stepping around with someone who looks very smart. They think I'm romancing when they see me dancing, but oh, my aching heart. I'm the life of every party, the gayest guy in town, always handing people a laugh. But after every party, you'll find this lonesome clown kissing your photograph, the one that I tore in half. I never knew till I lost you. I loved you so much from the start. I keep saying over, I'm glad it's all over, but oh, my aching heart. Oh, I walk along singing a song, pretending that we're not apart. Nobody would know it, I know I don't show it, but oh, my aching heart. Nightly I'm found stepping around with someone who looks very smart. They think I'm romancing when they see me dancing, but oh, my aching heart. I'm the life of every party, the gayest guy in town. Always handing people a laugh. But after every party, you'll find this lonesome clown kissing your photograph, the one that I tore in half. I never knew till I lost you. I loved you so much from the start. I keep saying over, I'm glad it's all over. But oh, my aching heart.
I know, just tell me about it. The Mills Brothers there and Oh My Aching Heart from 1947. We're going to add 12 to that now, just for because we can. Here's Carl Dobkins Jr., no less, along with the Anita Kerr Singers, and My Heart is an Open Book.
Don't believe all those lies, darling, just believe your eyes and look, look. My heart is an open book. I love nobody but you. Look, look. My heart is an open book. My love is honest and true. Some jealous so-and-so wants us to part. That's why he's telling you that I've got a cheating heart. Don't believe all those lies, darling, just believe your eyes and look, look. My heart is an open book. I love nobody but you. Some jealous so-and-so wants us to part. That's why he's telling you that I've got a cheating heart. Don't believe all those lies, darling, just believe your eyes and look, look. My heart is an open book. I love nobody but you. Nobody but you. Nobody.
I don't know about you, but I had a good sing-along with that. Carl Dobkins Jr. with the Anita Kerr Singers and My Heart is an Open Book. Time for me to go. Thank you so much for joining me for the last couple of hours. I really appreciate your company and I never ever take it for granted. Thank you so much for listening. I will be back, all things well, round about the same time next week. Until then, I hope you have yourselves a good week and a safe week. And if you don't, and I want to know the reason why. I leave you with Evelyn Knight and the Stardusters.
Where did you get that cute look? You look great.
Well, thank you, fellas. I've got a way to keep in style. Powder your face with sunshine. Put on a great big smile.
Smile on your smile.
Make up your eyes with laughter.
When you're having your style.
Folks will be laughing with you in a little while.
Ha, ha, ho,
whistle a tune of gladness. Gloom never was in style.
Keep it on the happy side.
The future's brighter.
Brighter.
When hearts are lighter.
Lighter.
Smile.
I'm happy.
Smile.
You made me
smile.
Smile while you powder your face with sunshine.
Keep a sunny disposition.
Put on a
in a little while, why don't you
whistle a tune? style.